Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. As night falls over Israel, the temperatures are mild. From Jerusalem to Tel Aviv, the evening is pleasant with a gentle breeze. It's an ideal night for a stroll or enjoying time outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports that 8 more countries have condemned Israel's E1 settlement plan earlier today, including Jordan, the UAE, and Egypt. Also, Walla reports that Turkey is leveraging Iran's weakened position to build a new Sunni axis in a move that could reshape regional dynamics. Also this hour, I-24 News highlights calls from Iranian politician Pezeshkian to end the war from a position of strength, as Kalibaf warns of Iran's economic struggles. Separately, Net reveals Turkey's request for an international arrest warrant for Netanyahu over allegations of genocide and crimes against humanity. And finally, Axios shares that the Syrian foreign minister described Israel's strike on the Abu al-Duhur airbase as unjustified from earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Daniel Seidemann, an expert on Israeli-Palestinian relations, questioned if UK leaders who opposed E1 were merely trying to win back the Muslim vote, writing just minutes ago. Al-Arabiya English shared earlier today that Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi mocked the US's latest sanctions, comparing them to past efforts as ineffective. Dan Bermawi, an analyst, claimed that despite Iran's focus on Israel, it doesn't believe Al-Aqsa Mosque is in Jerusalem, suggesting deeper motives tied to regional dominance, posting 38 minutes ago. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the international condemnation of Israel's E1 settlement plan, the Jerusalem Post noted that these latest criticisms add to a growing chorus against the expansion. The countries involved stress that this move could destabilize the region further. This highlights the increasing international scrutiny on Israel's settlement policies. Turning to Turkey's strategic maneuvers, Walla reports that Turkey is taking advantage of Iran's declining influence to establish a new Sunni alliance. This move underscores Turkey's ambition to fill the power vacuum in the Middle East. Such developments could lead to shifts in regional alliances and tensions. Meanwhile, according to I-24 News, Iranian politician Pezeshkian's remarks come as Iran faces immense economic pressure. Kalibaf's warning about the country's endurance highlights the critical situation. This situation could impact Iran's foreign and domestic policies significantly. The request for an international arrest warrant for Netanyahu, reported by Ynet, could strain Turkey-Israel relations further. The allegations are serious and could have implications for Netanyahu's international standing. Diplomatically, this may lead to increased tensions between the two nations. And finally, the Syrian foreign minister's condemnation of Israel's strike on the Abu al-Duhur airbase, reported by Axios, adds to the fraught situation. The strike, which Syria calls unjustified, comes amid heightened regional tensions. This has implications for the delicate balance in Syria and its relations with Israel. On the economic front, first, Tech reports that Israel is working on a homegrown alternative to U.S. precision munitions. Rafael and Elbit are developing these heavy bombs with a target for mass production by mid-2027. This move aims to bolster Israel's defense industry and reduce reliance on foreign technology. Separately, Israel Hayom Business discusses the high costs associated with back-to-school expenses for families. Consumer clubs offer benefits to help reduce these expenses. This highlights the economic pressures on families during the school season. And finally, Walla Business reports on a dramatic development in Thailand, where arrest warrants were issued against 20 Israelis. This action is part of a crackdown on companies suspected of foreign ownership through local frontmen. This operation underscores the legal challenges Israeli businesses face abroad. ENU. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 9 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.